For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love talking about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, which comes back next week to talk about the cast of the upcoming season of The Bachelor. Let's do this, okay? Let's get this edited. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend, partner, internet husband, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blinda. Hello, B.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So I just got my shirts in the mail that I ordered from our new Threadless store. Yeah. They're so comfortable and soft, guys. Go get some. Okay.
Well, yeah, those Threadless shirts are really soft because last week when we were in Chicago – one of our listeners, why am I blanking on her name? I want to say Maggie, but I feel like her name is not Maggie, and I'm already upset about it. But you know who you are. She made us these wonderful t-shirts that had Ramona Singer on them, and they were so soft, and she said, yeah, they're from Threadless.
Holler. Yeah. And we met somebody who helped start Threadless. Her husband helped start Threadless.
We did?
Guys, we talked about Threadless a lot getting drunk after that live show.
We met someone who started Threadless?
Her husband worked with them when they were just starting up, yeah.
Oh, shit.
She's like, I can vouch for them. Because I was saying I'm freaked out because it's a new company and I haven't really even tried the stuff, but it looks so nice. And she's like, oh, no, their stuff is all really, really good. So, there you go.
Was this Allegra's husband? Her name
is
Allegra?
Do not put my ball in a name court, okay? I will. It's just like a normal sport. I will lose every time.
I had to say Allegra's name to prove that I remembered someone's name. So, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like to show that I paid attention because Allegra was with... Anyhow, people really don't care. This is like tuning into like the worst conversation ever. The point is our shirts are going to be soft and luscious.
Yeah,
and
the point is hump day. Get off our asses, okay? How about that?
Yeah, the other point is that tomorrow... tickets for our Nashville show go on sale. Go to watchercrappens.com and there'll be a link to the ticketing link there. And then on Friday, we got tickets going on sale for Seattle, New York, and Denver. So y'all better get those tickets. New York has a history of selling out extremely quickly. Our show at Gotham Comedy Club sold out in like half a day. Our show at Barry Ballroom sold out in like 3 hours. So really make sure you are online when the tickets go on sale and get your ticket.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, now I have a very important announcement that has nothing to do with anything since we're already staying on topic so much in this show. It is hump day, and I just got a letter from TaskRabbit. Now, it says, notice of data breach. Now, this is what we were talking about. All these fucking companies, now what do? I go pay some other company $800 to, like, make sure I'm not data breached. Fuck all of you companies and your data breach, okay? That's what I have to say.
Yeah, no, exactly. I got that thing. I had to change my password.
I'm opening it because I thought it was going to be a rejection letter because I signed up for TaskRabbit, like, 2 years ago, and they never got back to me.
To be a TaskRabbit?
Yeah. But then I think they realized that I don't even do anything for myself, so why would I do anything for – it's like they knew me. So I think
no, that's a lie.
Me.
That's a lie because on Monday, your friend, his back went out. And you went and you helped your friend. You actually, it was in the middle of the podcast. You're like, I'm sorry, my friend is in pain. You went and you took care of him like Ramona's caregiver would. And that was so nice of you. And, you know, we sit here and we are shady and we make fun of like all these people on Bravo. But the truth is that people may think you're a catty bitch, but you're actually a really lovely human being who's very giving.
Oh, thank you, babe.
And I
That's so
think that's what's nice
nice.
about our Watcher Crappens community is that. You know, I think everyone that I've met at the live shows, everyone's really nice, and our online groups are shockingly civil and friendly. There'll be a flare up once in a while, but I've seen other groups on many different topics, and they just always devolve into madness. And I think the thing that brings us all together is I think that people are mostly very, very nice people, the ones who are attracted to this show, but even nice people have shady thoughts. And so this is a way for us to get our shady thoughts out so that way we can be nice in the rest of the world.
And that's the kind of podcast this is. Just
And that's the
kidding.
kind of
I'm like just keeping a podcast joke for Monday going. Thank you, Ben. I love you.
welcome, but you're no, you're for real. You're so giving and sweet. I feel like people need to know that for when, 'cause you go on a good rant, as do I, but like you'll go on a rant, but people need to know that even though you go on those rants, you are like really such a lovely person.
I love you, Ben. Thank you. And I'm about to call so many people Cut Fitnesses, so that was a really
Yeah.
good way to
It's a good
preface.
wind up. It's a good wind up. Before
Or
we call.
preface, rather. Preference. What am I on? Real Housewives of Potomac? I'm Shasha now. It's a good way to preface this next podcast episode.
Before we board the yacht, though, we have a million things to shill these days, which I know is probably so annoying for the audience, but it's actually really exciting for us because it means that we're like, so much is going on with this podcast. So aside from the live shows that are going on sale this week, we have San Francisco and Phoenix, which we told you about a million times. Go buy those tickets too; those are on sale now. And we have a new digital series called "So Much That Crappens." It's on this app called TV Party App. It's one of these apps where you can like watch TV shows and then like comment. It's like online community, but it's an app where you sort of are like watching TV shows and responding at the same time. It's really cool. So we have a new weekly series for the next several weeks. I think it's going to be going for about 12 weeks or so. Don't quote me on that. It's called "So Much That Crappens." If you download the app. There's a section that's called Original Series. We're there, and we basically for 20 minutes we just talk about the week of Bravo. And we had actually a huge amount of fun, not just like doing it, but editing it too. And we think you'll like it too. So go do that. Watch it.
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Most importantly, it's free.
Which is rare on this show. It's like, it's free. Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's like standing there covering their pocketbooks, like, you better back off.
Yeah, I know. We do. We realize we are basically like a really obnoxious PBS being like, buy this and buy this and buy this, and you're like, get a tote bag. But like this one is free, so.
Okay. Also, we have to shill Snapchat. Just kidding. I was just saying hi to my niece on there. Okay, so this is a huge day because it is the return of Below Deck, male and female whore edition. Because this is the one that started with everyone just getting like super slutty, and then the guys were all like sexually harassing the other people, and then man, we've gotten so worked up over this one over the
Yeah.
years.
Well, guess what? Below Deck Med is back. That's the theme
Three
song.
times, season three, 3 times more Captain Sandy. God, I love that banana.
Yeah, they really are leaning into Captain Sandy this time around.
Hey, they called me Captain Candy last time. I'm not gonna be that sweet this time. Oh, so just so everybody knows, I don't really have a Captain Sandy voice, so I got a shaker out and I put Captain Lee and Vicky Gumbelson in there. And that's where Captain Sandy comes from. So get off my ass.
Yeah, every now and then we have to do a disclaimer about our impersonations. A, they're bad. We know that and we embrace that. So if you're like, oh my God, I don't understand that podcast. They have like the worst impersonations. It's like, thank you. That's the
We know.
point. Second of all, we have like about 4 or 5 different impersonation spectrums. There's like this Tom Sandoval spectrum that's also Craig, like, ooh, and Erica Jane. There's the Kristen one that's like, seriously, seriously, but then it turns into Robin, like, it's Robin, you know? And then there's like the Captain Sandy, oh, well, you know, which is like, just random sort of like generic Midwest for no good reason.
Yeah, and then there's Vicky Gumbelson, who's also back on The Bachelorette this season, and also anybody else who's even kind of from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Yeah, so just, you know, it's always good to sort of put out those disclaimers at the beginning of a new season for a show, like Below Deck Med.
Yes. Oh my God, Below Deck Med. And then this one is like, okay, how many bad accents can we do in one show?
Oh yeah, that's our other huge, huge spectrum is our Australia to South Africa slash perhaps Zimbabwe spectrum. Just like the I also have to say something. Do you hear the dog barking?
No, I'm just glad it's not okay. Mine, girl.
Okay, no, I want to make sure, because I want to apologize if listeners are listening to this podcast and like, a dog will not stop barking. It's because the fuckers downstairs have left their stupid little dog outside. Again,
I cannot believe you live with that. I was there the other day.
Balcony.
I was there the other day doing this TV party app thing. I cannot believe that you live like that every day with that little fucking dog. And oh, by the way, it's a very cute dog because I vocally breed dogs. It's not. It sounds cute.
I just looked at the dog. And it's actually not a cute dog. Which, of course, that's like the dog is being mistreated. So we should not shame the dog for not being cute. But it would help if the dog were cuter.
Yeah, you're like, you're ugly and abused. Have fun. At least I want a hot dog that's being abused next door to me.
Yeah, I think it's like an off-brand Lops Opsa or something. It's just like awful. So it's already inherently an awful dog, but now that's being abused, it's like its awfulness is coming out more. So I did text the landlord about it like a week ago, and he said he'd speak to them. I think the next step now is I'm just gonna call the city, and I don't care. I do not care.
Yeah, call the city.
And be like, they leave
their because they're helpful. Yeah, the city's super helpful. I'm sure they're going to help, but it is within your rights.
Yeah, and this dog is, and if you look onto the balcony is like covered with little turds. Like they don't clean the balcony; it's just walking around in its own turds, barking all day long.
Well, at least you don't have one of those Marmaduke dogs under there laying horse poops.
Yeah, but the Marmaduke dog would probably be pretty chill about it.
Yeah, he wouldn't bark. He'd just be like, "That's what they do." Okay, welcome to Below Deck Season 3.
Yeah, this is basically a giant metaphor for the guests who wind up on this ship later on.
Well, this year, they're in Italy, which is like the perfect sexual harassment country to be in. Because it's like the guys there are like, you like me, huh? You like me? You like me. You like me. Chase, it's like a bunch of Adams in Italy. Okay, so it's perfect for this show.
Yeah, Sandy's like, I love La Banana.
I love a banana pepper.
How do you say banana in Italian? It's probably banano.
Yeah.
Banano. It's banana. I hate banana. That one. Just do that. What's banana in Italian? Banana.
Banana. I know. Oh my God. Get an original language, Italy.
Yeah. So
Hannah opens. She's like, you can't help but think Italy is the most romantic place in the world.
But I'm buying baby shampoo every single year and I don't have a baby. That's what's happening. It's my arc. I want to have a baby.
Look at me, 30 years old. Still don't have a baby. So I'm on a yacht. Look at that. Like, welcome to my life. At least you're on a boat. I'm old enough to be your teenage father.
As long as your biological clock is ticking, it might as well tick in luxury, you know? Although she's in steerage, so
my biological clock doesn't tick anymore. I got an Apple Watch. Now it just dings constantly with notifications from men that aren't my husband.
My biological clock just reminds me of how much I haven't walked today. So, oh my God, this dog outside is driving me nuts.
My biological clock just asked me, "Are you going to get up at any point today? Your heart needs the work."
my biological clock keeps giving me stock readings and I'm like, I don't care about the stock market. Why can't I get rid of this?
I can't even find a stock man.
So anyway, this is sort of like the cold open for the show, and we get like a flash of everyone. So we see Conrad, and he's the new bosun, and he's like, I'm British and I've got a baby face because I'm also 23, and the only thing I have to shave is my chin. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I literally only have to shave my chin, but I'm still your bosun.
I'm just a hairless bosun, what can I say?
Yeah, I'm not sure how those things work together, but I really like it. And I really like that they got it such a young person because it's like housewives age shaming, but now on a boat.
Yeah. He has like a little, he sort of has a little bit of like a David Byrne look, meets like David Bowie a little bit, or maybe I'm projecting that. But either way, I'm like, he's gonna have attitude in a way that I like, I
He
hope.
has this look on his face. When I look at people that cute and young, all I see is this big sign that blinks and says, "Not for you, not for you, not for you." And then I back away slowly. Do
Yeah,
not
exactly.
touch.
It's like
Captain.
starch on a preference sheet. Not for you, Adam. No starches.
He's like, "How about noodles?" So Captain Sandy is like, "We're in Italia. Oh, Italia, eh? Italy, Italia, la la la." I was like, this is going to be her thing, trying to sound Italian in her same accent, and I'm here for it.
Coming back, aside from Hannah and Captain Sandy, is also Chef Adam, he of the Onion fiasco last season and Malia fiasco. And he's like, I'm back, and no more love triangles. Now it's gonna be a love rhombus. Geometry.
It's always been masturbation. Stop trying to change your arc. Also, Adam hangs out with all the other douchebags of Bravo, and we talked about this a little last week, how Jax has taught every douchebag on Bravo to just be like, "Sorry, I'm a bad guy. Different now. It's a different me now." That's every guy on Bravo right now. Not
That's
buying it.
actually how you know you're a douchebag. If you say, I used to be a douchebag, but now I'm better, that means that you're actually more of a douchebag.
Yeah, douchebags are not transformers. They just stay douchebags, okay? You use them, you.
Transformers, less than meets the eye.
I changed from a douchebag into a douchebag. It's like, well, I mean, at least you serve a purpose. So thank you.
It's like basically if you're a douchebag and you're a transformer, you basically can transform from a Von Dutch hat to an Ed Hardy shirt. It's like lateral move. So Casey, we meet Casey. She's one of the new stews, and she's like, I used to do pageants, and after I did pageants, I really am invincible, which is not something I've ever heard before.
Now, pageant girls feel very strong. I think it's because of their porcelain teeth. She's like, but if someone doesn't praise me for doing a good job, then there's something wrong with them. You know what, America? Stop raising your children like this, okay? If someone is criticizing your child, chances are there's something wrong with your child. Stop telling them that they're perfect. They're not, okay?
I know. I actually was prepared to find this girl to be just awful and hideous, but I didn't hate her, to be honest. I was not as mad at her as I thought I would be over the course of the episode.
Me too.
She was okay. She was okay for the first episode.
Like,
So
I don't
then,
want to hang out with her, but I don't want to, like, kick her off the lunch table either. You know what I mean? I'm just like, she's fine.
she's
And
fine for now.
also, I mean, I'm kind of jealous because she threw up the whole time, and that's my dream. So.
It's very LA, very Dana Plato, which is a callback to our bonus episode. Then we meet our next guy, our next deckhand. His name is Joao.
Joao, J-Wow.
Wow.
And then it's a montage of people trying to say his name. I feel like his
Joao.
name is probably Mike, and he just wants to be interesting. Because this douchebag really wants to be interesting, and he's trying way too hard. And so he named himself J-Wow. You don't get to just name yourself J-Wow, sir.
Yeah, I already dislike him. I don't know what it is. I
Yeah.
dislike him.
He's like,
Which
my
is.
name is the icebreaker of all conversations. It's, you want to suck my dick? You want to suck my dick? I'm just ready for every guy on Below Deck Med to be a total woman abusing douchebag.
Yeah, because they usually are. I
Yeah.
mean, let's never forget season one with Brian. Brian, the. Was he was the bosun, right? He
Want to
was,
sit on
yes.
my thumb?
So my thumb in the jacuzzi. Ew, go away. So now we ne the next deckhand is Colin. He's from New York, and he doesn't know how to speak Italian at all. He doesn't even know how to say gnocchi. He's like, "What is that? Gnocchi? Gnocchi?" Like, dude, you're from New York. You should be able to say gnocchi.
Yeah. And he's also bad with several languages. I
Yeah.
mean, what?
He's bad with language. Now we have our last deckhand is Jamie, and she's a she. And her whole thing is like, I was on a boat once where I was the only stew and the only deckhand, and it was like a lot. I'm like, okay, whatever.
She's like, I'm overdramatic and bubbly, but always in the right ways. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I like you.
I
So
don't know why
then,
I gave her Sheena voice because she's from South Africa.
Like, everyone's getting that same accent for me.
Yeah.
I'm a boss. I don't even understand why I'm a boss. I'm a boss. Next up is Brooke, who's like the cute, sweet one who Adam's going to try and bone later in the season.
Exactly.
Calling it now. And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for romance. I was like, are you guys coming up with your one-liner? It's like a casting sheet.
Yeah.
Colin's like, huh. Or no, JWoww's like, on the dick can't, but I'll be kitten soon. And Jamie's like, I'm bubbly, never dramatic. And then this one's like, I'm quiet, but I'm a sucker for romance. Like, okay, you're all cast.
You can call me Bunny. So Sandy is like, now don't ever take my kindness for weakness, because you know what my kindness is? It's just kindness. Like, let's go take a nap together. How about this? This is the plan for today. We're going to take a nap. When we wake up, we're going to do my favorite game, which is, how far is it to that thing?
Captain Sandy may have some weaknesses, but guess who doesn't? Captain Kindness.
My weakness is I just love to measure things from things.
Captain Kindness gets knocked down and gets back up again and gives you a hug.
He drinks a cider drink. He drinks a soda drink. He drinks a whiskey drink. Captain Kindness gets knocked down. He gets right up again. Ain't no one going to let Captain Kindness down.
Guess what? Guess what Captain Sandy's not going to do anymore this year? Take a lot of poopy. And if she gets some, she's going to hug that person and say, good job anyway, okay? Do better next time.
So finally now, like, we have, like, opening credits. And I did notice, after having studied regular Below Deck, the theme song so much, because we were always trying to sing it, but we couldn't. This one actually does have a melody, but I don't know it well enough to sing it to you guys
Isn't
now.
Isn't it the same one? Isn't it? Dun, 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 dun. Da, 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 da.
No, because the below deck classic does the and then it has these like weird notes of like bomb 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 bomb. But then this one actually has a melody, and I was able to hum along to it, but I can't do it from memory. I have to give me a few weeks.
I can't do any of these from memory. I just remember that this one does end with dun 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 na na na, because I was like, oh, those chords that I can never remember, here they are again. It's like the opposite of the Beatles. I'm like, that is the least catchy tune I've ever heard.
It truly is. In both cases, they are like the least cat. They are just, there's like that line I always think about in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That
well, that was fitting.
Yeah, no. Well, isn't that was Sarah?
Yeah, but you couldn't remember it. Get it?
Is it called Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Anyway, Jason Segel, his whole thing is that he scores crime shows, and I always remember him saying, "This isn't music. It's just tones. I'm just playing notes on the keyboard. It's not music. It's just tones." And I feel like Below Deck theme music is like as little music you can make, like, before, like, you turn into tones. It's like they've done just enough to become music as opposed to tones on a keyboard.
It's like one of the bosuns who never gets to come on camera playing a glass, you know, like the rim of a glass.
Like Barry and Larry.
Yeah. So we're in Naples, Italy, everybody, and Hannah's the first to arrive with her tiny little rolly bag.
Did you notice the butt on that statue, by the way, Naples? They're like, Naples! And there's like a close-up of this statue that had an amazing ass.
No, because I'm a respectful person, and I look at statues for their eyes. I love their dead gray eyes.
You should go back and look at that statue's ass. It was an amazing ass.
No, and if it was 2018, those statues would all have penis pumps. I'm so embarrassed for statues that got their picture taken back then.
You know, it had a nice ass, but very small legs. It only worked out its top. So classic.
Statues didn't know what helicopters were back then, so they couldn't do the helicopter on themselves.
Maybe someday. So you were saying Hannah's arriving.
So Hannah's there, and she's like, she's a big body, the boat. Which now I'm thinking maybe she's saying she's a big boat, but I think she said she's a big bite. I don't know.
Well, I think she said big bow, but it sounds like bite because she has an accent.
Yeah, that's so quite she a bite. Sees Sandy first, and they're basically like, oh, hey, person I realized was a little shady bitch once I watched the show back. And Hannah's like, well, hey, lady, I have no respect for and don't plan to start anytime soon. Hugs, snark hugs.
I don't have babies yet. That's my story.
Me neither. Who needs them, am I right?
The only thing good about a baby is when it naps. Ah, it's so precious.
Oh, so Anna, Annie. She's like, I think I'm gonna like it here. So she's checking out the boat, and Sandy, I don't know if Sandy just chained herself to the steering wheel or whatever, because she didn't follow her through, which was shocking to me. I was like, did Sandy get chained to a chair? Because last year, Sandy was like, well, God, look at these cabinets. There's so much inside of them.
Right.
Here's how I like fluffing a pillow, Hannah Banana. God, I love the banana.
Well, maybe Captain Sandy was busy planning out her first anchor sanctuary of the season.
Anchor sanctuary?
Anchor sanctuary.
Oh.
I can't wait to find two different rocks and put the anchors, tie the anchors to both of the rocks, and it creates a little sanctuary that's really cozy, but then also introduces the threat of us drifting away.
Guess what else I want to put to bed? Anger. Anger to
I love an anchor sanctuary.
Remember when I had anger? Me neither. Let's keep it that way, crew.
Speaking of anger sanctuaries, here comes Adam. He shows up. It's like, hey, yay. You know, Adam and Hannah are all hugs.
Adam, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we should mention this yacht's name is called the Talisman. Talisman Maitom.
TM. Add an I, and you've got this entire show. So Adam has kept my favorite quality about himself. His hotness. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. The fact that he's like talking to himself all the time because no one ever is around him. You know, it's like a chef talking to himself. So he's just got himself to talk to, and he's like, the domain. Yeah. I was like, oh God, Adam's going to talk to himself this entire season. And I love it.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. So since last season, I managed to hop in the van and drive. I just drove. I went from San Diego all the way up to Canada. And then I was in the woods and I was cooking. It really helped my cooking abilities. I'm like, oh, good. That'll be really helpful when you have like 5 grizzly bears on board. Can't wait for that. Well, I've got some salmon that's raw and we'll put it in a bucket and make it jump out like it's in a river.
I know. Somebody talks about, like, brags about just driving all day. I'm like, you know what? You smell. You smell like poop in a woods. You smell like someone who doesn't wash their hands. You smell from here. Okay.
It's also like not remarkable to drive from San Diego to like British Columbia. Like that's like a common road. It takes like 3 days, two or three days, you know.
Mm.
I'm just not gonna let him to have it. I'm like, no.
I know. We're mad at Adam.
One-on-one. We know how it works. You took the 101.
Yeah, we're mad at Adam. I don't know why. We have residual Adam anger.
May spread on a tree stump. I will not.
Yeah, he's like, I've learned so much about cooking. And then he had, like, sushi on a rock with fire under it. I was like, why are you cooking that? It looks like perfectly good sushi.
And yet, spoiler alert, I'm on his side by the end of the episode, so go figure.
Yeah, I changed my – I can't – yeah, I'm a total wishy-washy. I'm not a true hypocrite.
Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
So Adam's like, yeah, now that there's no Malia, there's no distractions. I've never felt like more of a chef. Stupid women. Always distracting the men. Why do those women have to be sex objects all the time?
Damn boobies are out of my way. Now I can do my job. I'm like, yeah. But don't you love it when they realize it was never – the fault of the boobies in the first place.
Yeah.
I love this. I love watching someone's dream crash in one episode.
Yeah. So, Sandy's like, well, I gotta say something. Last season, Hannah and Adam almost got fired. So this time, the moment that preference sheet doesn't get checked or that drink doesn't get filled up, no second chance. All right, maybe like a second chance. Maybe a second chance.
I'll tell you what, there's no second chances, but there's fifth hugs. The hugs never stop.
Okay. There's no crying in baseball, but there's napping and yachting.
I'm not going to forgive you twice. I'm going to forgive you forever, because that's what we're raised to do. Okay?
Quick, how many feet to the buoy? How many feet to the buoy?
When Adam gets to the boat, she's like, were you running?
I missed it. Did you say that?
Yeah. Basically, that's how everybody greets me. Did you He's run like, here?
Yeah, I've been cooking in the woods and really sustaining myself on a diet of acorns. And turns out, not a lot of energy left these days.
She's like, now listen here, you two. You know how they say RTFQT? I'm like, no. Nobody knows that. What is that?
I didn't even... Oh, yeah, she was like... Yeah, that's right. She's like, you know how they say RZABLQMN? Right when you think there's no more marzipan on your call sheet, you wake up and then it's time to go and work it out.
I have a question. What does LGBTQ mean? What is the Q? questioning. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm questioning. Okay, then you're part of the parade. Wait a minute. Okay, Hannah's like,
thank you. Thank you for doing a nice little Laurel and Hardy bit there. I was not expecting it.
It
worked.
That was a Laurel like, and Hardy bait.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I actually was like thoroughly entertained, and I was like, I was hoping it'd go longer. Questioning. What about the B? Well, that's for buy. What do I want to buy?
What's an L? Okay, comrade. Conrad, I mean. I'd want to call him Comrade, but it's Conrad. He's the young one, right?
Yeah, he's 23.
He's like, oh, I'm English, and I'm a bosun, and I'm young, but don't you treat me like it. And then Captain Sandy's like, get over here and let me wipe your little bottom. Get over here, you little young little baby baby. Hey, dooty booty dooty toot. He's like, damn it.
Dooty booty dooty boot. So then Casey arrives also. Tell me if I skip over anything, because there was so much that was happening that it was
Ben,
like...
My notes are 30 pages. We're going to be here all day.
Yeah.
Okay, we're already so at 30 minutes, by the way.
All right, so Casey arrives, Jawawawa arrives, and he's like, I'm from Zimbabwe. And Hannah's like, I'm from Zimbabwe too. Well, my parents are from Zimbabwe. He's like, I'm from Zim. Want to have some white Zinfandel? Get it? A little Zim joke.
Yeah, Zima. You're both a joke. Shut up. No, just kidding. I like you guys so far. So Hannah, when Casey comes in, I'm like, let's rush it along. But let me talk about Casey's... bracelets first. I mean, really, Ronnie?
Sure.
But
sure.
This is how I know I can't be friends with
I
the
love
girl.
That novel, Casey's Bracelets. Ugh, I cried at the end of it.
This is how I know I can't be friends with the person when they're like, hi, I'm Casey. Jingle, 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 jingle. It's like she's wearing so many bracelets, she's jingling. You know you're going to be cleaning toilets in about 5 minutes, right, girl?
Those are medical alert bracelets. She has 5 different conditions.
I keep thinking someone's coming in the door. It's like, jingle, jingle.
It's like Asa, like when Asa does her confessionals because she wears so much gold. It's like, click, 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 click.
Yeah, it's very Asa. She's like, you know what's really good for feminism? Burkas.
Babe. Okay, so then Adam meets Conrad. He's like, dude, I'm so jealous of your name because it has rad in it.
God, Conrad's you see, like, people don't change.
Yeah, well, Adam's name has damn in it, so what? Go figure.
So Sandy takes Conrad out, and she's like, here's the real important thing, distances. And he's like, oh, I've got it, distances, I know, distances, love distances. She's like, all right, little baby face, give me the distance from here to that little boat. And he's like, what's that, 80 meters? And she goes, 80? And he goes, or 100? And she goes, perfect. How's that perfect? That was the difference of 20 meters.
I know.
There is such a thing as being too positive, okay? Casey's mom.
It was basically the scene from Big Business when Bette Midler wants to buy the polka dot dress. She was like, give me that in a 6. And the woman goes, seven. Very well, 11. Whatever she says, that's what it was. Because okay. Everything's about Big Business at the end of the day. So yes. Casey's like, they're like, so, like, what's your experience? She's like, well, normally this is, like, the biggest boat I've ever worked on. Like, normally I'm just on small boats on Long Island. And they show, like, a picture of her. She's essentially on, like, a canoe. And she's like, I have experience. I'm like, girl, you were – how are you going from, like, a little thing, like a little water taxi to a 50-meter yacht? What is happening?
Yeah, this is one of those shows that I know that people are secretly preying on. Like, once the cameras finally stop rolling, people just start praying. Because how else have they just not all died yet? Like,
yeah.
How do you run a boat with people who are like, oh, I totally made it. I've been on boats for years. And then they're like, what's a fork?
Well, you know, there's like clearly a shadow crew. I mean, they always show it on the first episode. There we see like the engineer and the first mate and the second mate, who we will get to later. But, you know, there's like there. I think there are some people on there who have been yachties, but they always put in some Craigslist people. And I think that there are like shadow crew members that are like picking up the slack, and you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm
quietly
sure.
In the background.
But there can't be that many of them because the boat's only so big. You know, there's also the whole editing crew and the shooting crew and
yeah.
All those people. So,
which is crazy. I actually think it's pretty amazing that they're able to pull off this show just because there's small spaces and those cameras have to be everywhere all at once. And it's like tight confines. And when things are happening, it's hard to navigate around. I think it's like a pretty impressive production feat. That being said.
Well done, show.
Casey goes, I've been in yachting for 4 years. I'm like, you've been on a canoe for 4 years. And she's like, and I'm smart. Like, okay. That's just
said
just
no smart person ever.
Here's your bin. Go throw up in it.
Yeah. Smart people generally don't say I'm smart.
Yeah. So Brooke is like, well, I've been in yachting for 3 and a bit years, and I used to be the chief stew on a yacht. Like, uh-oh. Remember how that worked out for Bugsy?
Yes, they kind of got a Bugsy, but this one's very tricky. I'm not sure, because she's so quiet, and she seems so sweet, but as judgmental as I am, I've learned that I'm pretty much wrong all the time, so I'm waiting for her to turn into a giant, horrible cow.
Yeah. So Hannah is, she's talking with Hannah, and Hannah's like, do you know Sophie Page? And she's like, yeah. She's like, Sophie Page is one of my best friends. Did you know Sophie Page? Oh my God, Sophie Page. She actually left yachting to live with me in Sydney, and we had a great time. I'm like, great.
Yeah, because at first I sent shade from Brooke, because she's like, Sophie Page? Why, yes. I replaced her on the last
yes.
I was like, shady. It's like, well, she left the boat to spend time with me. I'm the one who got fired, not her. It's like, oh, now it all makes sense.
This nice little like battle of the wills over Sophie Page. I don't know why I wrote down the Sophie Page bit. Like, I was just was writing down everything. Like, they know Sophie Page. Oh my God, I love Sophie Page. Never met her, but
love you, Sophie Page. So let's see. I was taking the wrapping off of my thing. Okay, Hannah was like, last year I certainly didn't get along with my stewardess, so hopefully this year I can sleep without worrying about waking with 9 daggers in my beak.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, you
Good
might want to sleep that. On the top bunk.
So, Jamie the deckhand arrives, and then, excuse me, a little bip. I had a little bip.
Harry Bean.
Oh, no. So, what's his face? The New Yorker guy. Was his name Colin?
Colin? I don't know, but can I say his line, please? Because it yes. is the best line of the show. He's like, I'm a ferry captain on Fire Island in New York. I mean, I know you have to start from the bottom. I was like, oh my God, what an awkward time to call yourself a bottom.
I'm like, listen, have you seen that statue in Naples?
I was like, I think I've met you.
Oh,
great work,
yeah.
You do. Great work.
I feel like if you're a ferry captain to Fire Island, you must be like a quasi-celebrity there, right? Like, everyone has to ride you. Or ride your ferry. I should ride you. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like
ride
the ferry.
Digging that bottom ditch. Digging yeah, it. I mean, you're famous like, you know, the postman who comes by every
yeah.
once in a while. No offense, ferry captains.
Yeah. No,
but
it's
I
like,
love
it's...
a ferry bottom. Also, one who loves headbands. This guy will do... He'll tie anything around his damn head. Have you noticed? He loves a headband. And I love you.
I did not
you.
Notice. I did ferry not notice. Captain. So Captain Sandy calls everyone together for a meeting, and so we get to meet Marco and Demetrio, who are the engineers, and then also Elliot, who's the chief mate, which I always love that we see them for like this 1 second at the beginning of every season and then never see them again, except for that guy Nick on Below Deck. Remember, Nick was the one who like left the boat mysteriously, and then a new guy came on, and remember when Kate Chastain was trying to get on to the little tender whatever it's called, she's trying to get on and he like wouldn't help her, and she's like a little help please, a little help, help,
like,
help.
You could move. So good. I just like to call them Bob and Bob, like the Newhart guys.
Well, Barry and Larry, remember those Barry and Larry? They're my
yeah,
favorites.
Barry and Larry, yeah, guys, come on, make an effort with your names, Below Deck Med.
Yeah,
these are too many names to remember of people I'm never gonna see again.
Yeah.
So, Zhao Zhao and Conrad are talking, and Zhao's like, growing up in Zim was tough. Rinse and wipe, rinse and wipe, rinse and shimmy, rinse and wipe. I was like, are you bossing him around or talking about your childhood? Either
well,
way, you're already
funny.
Getting on my nerves, highlights.
Yeah, he was saying, like, yeah, Zimbabwe, it was hard. You know, there was political issues, there was strife. Anyway, now I'm a yachty. I'm like, oh, I guess we'll just, like, probably... glaze over the fact that there's probably some huge like major, you know, racial things going on there and class infrastructure.
I like that he's like, my only escape was a boat. I'm like, I think you had to drive to the boat, right?
Oh, you got him.
Got him. Nailed it. Got him. Okay, we're done.
Got
we're
him
out of
with
here.
That. You took a car to the boat, sir. Sounds like the car was the escape. And I bet it was a Ford escape.
Transportation slam. My work here is done, hump day. Bah.
Yeah. killing it. So Captain Sandy's going through all the rules of the boat, and she's like, well, you know, you got to fluff a pillow, and then it's 80 feet to the buoy, but sometimes it's 100 feet, depending on where you are in the waves. We have a three decks, and the top deck is the top deck, and the bottom deck's the bottom deck, and then there's a banana. I love that banana. It's just like going on and on and on.
Address me as Captain. Smokers don't smell like smoke. Read this book here. When I wake up the morning and I'm thinking of you, it's not good for you. Ask coffee. Why do you think it's so bitter?
You know what I love more than a banana? The Taste of Choice couple.
Even though I'm real mad at it in the morning, I'll tell you that. But I forgive it. Kindness, it's free.
So then Adam is like already eyeing Brooke, and he's like, the Steez are super cute, but so is having a job. I guess I'll be risking my job.
Oh, to watch you fail at both simultaneously is delicious, sir. So Hannah and Adam, Hannah's like, well, the boat's in good shape compared to last season. He's like, well, at least that makes one of us.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I really like, by the way, he didn't say that. He's like, oh, you know, I used to call Hannah resting bitch face, but now that I know, it's not a resting bitch face. It's just how her face rests.
I'm like, that's called resting bitch face.
Yeah, get to the back of the bus, meth face. I'm still not into you. You better make me some good fettuccine. Oh, wait, you did. Okay, I love you.
I also have to say, I'm just so happy that they finally got a nice boat. Like, not one that's covered in, like, lapis lazuli and various, like, glass bricks, etc. Like, this was a nice yacht.
I'm not the same. If I don't have a feeling Robert Goulet could have lived on that boat, I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, there were those very blue cushions by the hot tub, so that was sort of like not the nicest. And actually, I did not like the blankets on the beds. I did not like the bedding.
Wow, you're having a blanket hating week.
What was my other blanket hating week?
Hermes blankets.
Well, that, yeah,
the
yes.
Potomac podcast. Thank, you really right. Didn't like those.
You're right. You're right. Well, you know what? Bedding is serious, and people should be woke to it.
Not as serious as a job.
No pun intended.
God, I'm woke right now. I'm thinking of blankets. God, I'm mad at blankets right now.
So Conrad has a little meeting with the deckhands, and he announces his mantra, which is, bollock in private, praise in public. All right, bollock in public, bollock in private. I'm like,
it's
I'm not sure what I
mean. Abusive relationship, you know that, right?
Yeah, it's called Big Little Lies. We know what happens to you, Conrad. We know what staircase you wind at the bottom. Wind up at the bottom of.
Run, Nicole Kidman, run!
So while he's talking, Jamie, the female deckhand, is like, "Hey guys, please involve me, please. Even if you're talking about guy stuff, can you please involve me?" I'm like, "Oh, she's already drama. I can tell. She's gonna be crazy. This one."
I just want to be one of the guys. Why won't he make out with me?
Yeah, I'm sensing neediness already, which is great.
So Zhao Zhao is like, he's young. I don't know what his deal is. He's like very young, but he's already highlighting his hair really, really like embarrassingly. And he's age shaming, and he's super mad at Conrad for being young, which is like so Housewives. I love it. And he's like, has his balls even dropped yet? I'm like, you know what? How about you get your hair back to one tone? You look like... I just don't like him. I don't like his shit. Like, he's already bugging me, and all he does is smile, but he's a jerk, okay?
I'm getting cocky vibes. He's like... So Jamie is like, so where are you from? And he's like, I'm from Zimbabwe. She's like, you lie. You lie.
You lie. You lie. And then Jamie, he goes, where are you from? She's like, people don't know where I'm from. I'm like a potluck. Yeah, sometimes get a carrot stuck in there somewhere. I'm like, what? What does that mean?
You're talking maybe about like a giant vegetable stew, not a potluck. A potluck is like
corn,
everyone.
When
something.
Did I have corn? That's Jamie.
Oh man, I keep burping. Sorry, I had some kashi before this podcast. I'm having kashi burps, which is really like, I feel like it's. Apropos for Adam. So now it's time for provisions, carrying boxes onto the yacht because the guests are coming. Let's get those provisions.
And then they have a stew meeting, and Hannah, oh wait, she's like, she tells Casey, she goes, so how are your cocktail skills? And Casey goes, pretty good, like mostly Jack and Cokes.
Okay. Do you know how to make an espresso martini? Because you're going to learn the hard way.
Do you make an espresso? So, So Hannah's like, look, sometimes I'm a bit short. Don't take it personally. I love day one of work, Hannah.
Yeah.
Before she's like dangling friendly. People off the boat by their toes, you know,
glowering at them.
Out in their weenus.
I can be a little short with people. Here's another thing. Suddenly I want babies.
So Adam's going through a lot of food and talking to himself. He's like, whoa, chicken. Whoa, fish. Whoa, chicken fish. Whoa, this is crazy.
Chicken in the sea. Whoa, Jessica Simpson. And now it's time for the primary meeting. So they, you know, they gather to Sandy, Adam, Hannah, to
Adam,
go.
Conrad, Hannah, Adam. Anna, Hannah, Conrad, Conrad.
Banana, fanna, full fanna.
God damn it, I love that banana, fanna, Hannah, Hannah, Conrad, Adam.
So to anyone who is less than 50 feet away, it's time for the meeting. Guess what? Because I know all of you guys are less than 50 feet away. Hey, let's measure how far from here to that coffee can. It's about 6 feet.
How many chances do we get?
Four.
Wrong, one. I'll give you another chance.
So the primary's name is Nichelle Gainey, and she owns a company called, like, I'm a Star Incorporated or something like that.
Silverstone. Alicia Silverstone National.
It's a star, but it's silver. And so Sandy's like, so what sort of toys do we have for the guests? And Conrad's like, well, I resent the implication talking about toys that I'm a young child. I'm not a child. I don't play with toys. But we do have some flirtation devices, including a banana. She's like, oh, yeah, the banana.
She goes, love oh, banana. A banana. She's like doing her Italian thing on the banana. Oh, Sandy and your banana. So Adam reads the things that they don't want, their request sheet or whatever. He's like, no red meat, no pork, no chicken, no white rice. I didn't hear no carbs at all. Just have to put that in there because this is a very accurate banana-loving podcast.
I didn't hear anything about no bowls, you know. So then we see Brooke and she goes, recently, I started to date one of my oldest friends. He's 92 years old. Get it? Oldest? No, but I was like, okay, this is a tried and true below deck trope. The person who comes on the yacht who just started dating someone and then starts flirting and hooking up with someone else. And then we get, you know, endless scenes of texting in the bed with little text bubbles on screen. It's a classic.
It is. And they're always nice. They're always like really nice people that you're like, is she going to cheat? Isn't she going to cheat? You know, she would never cheat. She's like, it's the first time we've been apart. I'm like, she won't cheat. It's like 4 episodes later, she's like dancing on a table, you know, like elbows first, like screaming and yelling.
I'm Pippa Middleton.
I don't know what dancing on your elbows means, but I'm going to stick with it, okay? That's all.
Well, it's like dancing on the ceiling. That doesn't make sense either, but we all get it.
Yeah, that's a feeling. Richie, what a hoe.
What a hoe. Lionel. You know, Lionel would have danced on his elbows if he could have. So now it's nighttime. They're done cleaning up the boat and everything for the day. And they're all hanging out at the hot tub. It's like Hannah, Joao, and Conrad. And Joao can't believe how young Conrad is. He's like, you haven't hit puberty yet, mate. Because you're young. You're a young person. You haven't hit puberty. Get it? Because young people haven't hit puberty. That's what I'm trying to say. That's how my joke is. It's not landing right. Is it not?
You're a baby. You're a little baby. I'm like, you're 25. Like, who are you making fun of?
Yeah.
Leave them alone. Leave the children are our future.
Treat them well and let them lead the way.
So Casey's like, I did. Oh, Jamie, man or woman. I don't know. Carrot in the potluck is like, should I change in front of you? Is that okay? And Casey's like, I did pageants. And so all the girls were naked in front of each other. Like, people think I'm dumb, but I went to Stony Brook in Long Island. And I got a degree in psychology. I'm like, you're cleaning a toilet right now.
Yes, let's see your analysis of that. I'm invincible.
Ow,
I did a pageant.
I feel sick.
Yeah, by the way, don't say that being in a pageant makes you invincible and spend the rest of the episode puking, okay? So already it's the next morning and Conrad, they're talking about anchors and stuff like that. And Joao is already talking over Conrad. He's like finishing his sentences, just speaking over him entirely. Just like that.
Exactly like he does. He literally does do that. It's so obnoxious. He's like, well, here's what I'd like to see first. An anchor coming up. And then you put anchor coming up. Then you put it like that on the rolly thing. And then you put it on the rolly thing. Rolly thing! Shut up!
But this is also a traditional part of Below Deck. There's always someone like that on the deck crew every single season. Remember that guy who was like the Abercrombie model? So he claimed he was the worst.
The hair model?
Yeah.
Abercrombie hair?
Yeah. He was so
He was bad. The best one. The he hair model Nico. Who got fired in like 2 seconds.
He shamed Nico for his tattoo.
Yeah.
So Kate, then we see Casey trying to figure out how a boat works. And she's like looking at an iron for the first time. Like, what? This is the weirdest toaster I've ever seen.
I love this show. They're like, can you iron? Nope, never done it. You're hired.
She's like, I love, she lives at home still. And she's like, I love waking up to my parents saying, good morning, princess. Like, that is so cruel to remind us that Princess's Long Island is no longer on TV. That is so cruel.
I know, but at least they're trying to make it up with this girl. She's reading the instructions on the iron, okay? She's like, I've never done laundry. Like, I need to prove to myself that I'm not the princess everyone thinks I am. I mean, I am, but... So the guests are coming in 30 minutes, and Adam goes, I need to put pants on.
That's usually a good prereq for yacht service, I would say.
This show.
There's like a little epaulette moment where Jamie and Casey are wearing the wrong epaulettes. And then finally Nichelle arrives, and now the episode really starts. Now it kicks in. Because you know, some episodes of Below Deck, it's all about the crazy shit that's happening behind the scenes. But there are some where it's like, fucking guess.
These people are horrible human beings, okay? Every last one of them is fucking terrible.
So bad. So basically, Nichelle arrives with a bunch of ladies. They go on the typical tour. You know, I love me a yacht tour. They're like oohing and aahing. And they're like, oh, these ladies seem nice. They're nice, you know?
I got one like this. Like, you know, she's like a chain-smoking alcoholic. She's got like this terrible red hair. And everything she says is hilarious. It's basically Ronnie on a boat, okay? It's lady version of Ronnie on a boat. She's like, ladies, you got to take a bath on the boat. It's such a rarity.
Her name, I think, is Arica. It's A-R-A-R-E-C-A, which I'm like, is this just like misspelled Erica? But I think it's Arica. So you know, they get on. At first, everything seems fine. There's the typical, like, oh my god, reverse docking drama. Like, it's hard to take a boat out because it's like narrow in Naples, etc. But they get off fine. Everything's fine. And then the ladies are, you know, get up to the deck where they're just gonna hang out and have drinks. And Michelle's like, can I get some nuts? Do you have any nuts? Can I get some nuts? Can I get nuts?
These five started with their nuts. It's like they walk right on the boat. They're like, you got nuts? Okay, we'll get you some nuts. We need nuts. All right, we'll get you some nuts. Nuts! Where's our nuts? And then they all start freaking out about nuts. And then Hannah goes, well, I'll bring you a fruit plate and nuts!
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I would think that probably, I guess the staff probably did not realize how urgent the nuts were, but, you know, like maybe the nuts should have been there like within 5 minutes easily, but like it's 1:12 and it's like, where are my nuts? Where are my nuts? And the thing is that Casey at this point now is seasick. So they're down a stew, so they can't get the nuts. And so then the redhead's like, all right. Let me show you how to do it. Okay. All right, Hannah. Can we make sure we have someone upstairs to make sure our glasses are tended to? And also, hashtag nuts.
Nuts. And Hannah's like, can we get some cheese, crackers, and nuts? Like, if I hear nuts one more time, like, this show has made me resent my nuts enough, okay?
Yeah. So then, meanwhile, while the big nut controversy is going down, Conrad and J.R. are over with like the anchor, and Sandy was like, yeah, make sure it's green when it hits the water, because, you know, we learned from last season on Below Deck Med that there are different colors on the rope of the anchor. So Conrad's like showing how to do it, and Joao's like, yeah, this is what you gotta do, and then in the end it'll be blue in the water. And he's like, no, it's supposed to be green, you fucker. Joe's like, oh, that's what I meant.
It was just an example. I'm like, oh, okay. It was just an example of a color that's actually on the fucking anchor that you're going to make somebody mess up, you idiot. Shut up, highlights.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the gruff lady, Lady Ronnie, and she's like, hey, excuse me. Can we get someone upstairs to make sure our glass is attended? Which is not right. And we need protein. Have you noticed it's always a totally out of shape asshole who's saying how much they need their fucking protein?
I know. And they're like, you know, it's been 20 minutes since we've asked for our nuts, when it's really only been 16. And then at 23 minutes, is there an intercom system? Hello? I mean, at that point, yes, that is a long time to wait for some nuts. But also, like, how badly do you need those nuts? Like, what is happening to you? Like, if you don't have those nuts, are you going to, like, turn into some, like, grasshopper?
They're going to turn into them. They're going to turn into them. This is what happens when you get no nut. Okay? Trust
yeah.
me. It's someone
Hangry.
who's gone without it for a long time. Okay?
Yeah.
You go without it, and then you do. You know what people are like? Just get laid. I can attest to that being truth, okay? You can't say that to ladies because it's totally misogynistic. But as a lady who doesn't get laid very much, you know, sometimes I just need to get laid, Lady yeah. Rhonda.
I just feel like, I mean, if it had been 25 minutes since I had asked for nuts, well, here's the thing. If I asked for nuts at 10 minutes, I wouldn't be like, where's our nuts? I'd be like, oh, I wonder when those nuts are coming, maybe. And then at like 20 minutes, I'd be like, okay, I'm like ready for my nuts. But I'd be like saying like shitty things, but I wouldn't be like, we need our nuts immediately. Where are our nuts? You know, it's like, calm down.
I look at it like an airplane where you don't get shit for 30 minutes, okay? Just sit there, turn off your fucking phone, and wait until I bring you your crackers in case someone is allergic to a peanut.
Yeah, and also request something more ambitious than nuts. How about that? You're on a yacht.
Yeah, aim higher, Lady Rhonda. I mean, Lady yes. Ronnie. Rhonda's already a lady. It's basically Rhonda. Who are we lying?
Yeah, she's like, can you get some nuts down here immediately? So finally, Brooke brings out some salted peanuts and everything. And then they're like, is that all you have? Do you have any, like, honey roasted or anything? She wanted almonds. Like, is that all you have?
I wanted honey roasted. Yeah, you're really upping the class game. These ladies just came on here to be total assholes. And they're going to be assholes no matter what they do. And, you know, they're doing a great job on it.
Well, they're ladies who don't know. First of all, they're totally unrefined. And they think they're very refined. They're the sort of people that go to Sir and are like, now this is a fancy restaurant. You know?
Honey roasted. Ah.
Yeah. So now things have calmed down. They've had their nuts and everything. The anchor has dropped.
Nuts are coming, bitch. Calm the fuck down. I love that Hannah's already ready to stab someone with a peanut.
I can guarantee you there are no nuts coming for these ladies at all. Not anytime soon.
Nuts! Immediately! Nuts! Like protein!
Yeah. We need the nuts! Give me the nuts!
And then another one goes, she's not doing a good job. And then Hannah's like, here's your nuts. And they're like, peanuts and wall. Oh, we already said that. I just wrote honey roasted 20 times. This episode is triggering me.
I mean, admittedly, honey roasted peanuts are my favorite peanut. But if I just asked for nuts, I'd be perfectly happy with just regular peanuts. Like, it's, you know, like don't act suddenly like you are like in the Belle Epoque asking for like a peanut service, which I don't even know what the things that I'm saying. I don't even know if this makes sense, but I'm just like, you're not fancy, ladies, okay? Just eat the peanuts, okay? You're lucky that I bet there were cashews. I bet they got cashews and they were like, what are these weird, sweet, curvy nuts? I'm like, those are even more expensive. You know?
They probably like macadamia nuts. Remember when we went on that macadamia nut thing? We're like, what a waste of a nut. Someone tweeted us and was like, that is the most expensive nut of all time. So I just would like to thank you guys for extending my nut knowledge.
Money can't buy you class. So guess what? It may be an expensive nut, but it's definitely not the classiest for us.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I stand with Ben.
Yeah, I think, well, actually, I think the most expensive nut is a pine nut. Have you ever tried to buy pine nuts in a store? They cost like $45 for three of them.
Yeah, and they're not that great. So
I like them, but I'm scared of pine mouth.
Pine mouth? Oh, it's that waxy mouth?
It's pine mouth. So it's this thing. It's like a syndrome that you can get after having pine nuts where like everything tastes metallic and bitter. And they don't really know what causes it. They suspect it's from because a lot of pine nuts come from China now, and they suspect it might have to do with Chinese chemicals.
Is this pine nuts or chine nuts? Okay, tell me right now. Okay, so Lady Ronnie says another hilarious thing. So this big terrible, they're wasted already.
Yeah, they're having lunch now. Yes.
So she's like, I want to meet other people. She goes, I'm sorry, but that is such an obnoxious piece of maritime architecture.
Oh yeah, great. Suddenly we have the editor at large from Architectural Digest on board.
Lady
Suddenly
Ronnie.
she has a knowledge of what other yachts look like. I think actually, as a fellow pontificator, I would actually think that that crazy yacht from last season of Below Deck Classic that had like the three giant masts, that is more of a obnoxious piece of maritime architecture. The other one was just a yacht.
Yes. Well, it was a fucking hideous boat. It's like one of the old Robert Goulet boats that they would have been on in the
Well, it
past.
was so basically it was like a 10-story yacht. It was a giant yacht. And so they see it, and basically these women, they are not luxurious women. This is like they just somehow scrounged together their money to go on this trip, you know, because you get like a when you go on Below Deck, you get like a discount, like a really steep discount, but it still costs a lot of money. And so they're like, okay, we're on a yacht, so we're gonna act like we're really rich. So let's go for a hospitality visit. Let's get on the tender and do a hospitality visit to this other yacht because we're all yachts. We're like new rich friends and everything. It's like, I don't think this is a thing. I don't think that's what happens.
Yeah, who doesn't want a boat of like out of shape 50-year-old drunk asses coming towards them? Hey, it's us, service chick,
Yeah,
service
she's like,
chick.
what's her face from The Office? What's the name of the redhead from The Office?
Oh, I didn't watch that one. I don't like the thought of work.
You're like, this is not funny to me.
You say office and I'm like, no, don't make me go.
So anyway, so meanwhile, Casey's barfing in a box upstairs, and Hannah's like, a stew that gets sick and seasick and pivot with it. Just what all I need. Just what all I need.
God, just forgive her. Damn it, Sandy.
So the ladies get on the tender and they're gonna go husband shopping at this giant yacht. So they motor over to it. This is like a huge yacht that belongs to like a Saudi sheik or whatever. Is it a Saudi sheik? Whatever. Like whatever. There's like Islamic writing on it. Is it Islamic or Arabic? Whatever. I'm being ignorant. Whatever. The point is,
God, I love a flounder.
this is a yacht whose owners are from the Middle East, and these ladies just come up as these people probably like own countries. Like they are so rich.
And women, they probably
And
do. I'm sorry.
yes. Yeah. No, I thought you meant that
I dug deeper
they
than
own
you.
women. I take get that. And then these ladies come up thinking they're just gonna get welcomed onto this yacht. I'm like, do you know how many men with machine guns are probably on that? Like bodyguards, you know?
That
Like
was so good. She goes, "Hey, we've got champagne. It's a good bottle." And he goes, "Absolutely not." And then the Michelle's like, "Let's just go back. Let's just go back."
They go, well, they try to go to another yacht. And that doesn't work. And they're going back and forth, like two, like a little tiny boat of dumb Americans, you know?
Hannah's
And
like,
so,
"This is humiliating, and I'm on Tinder."
so they come back, they bring the tender back, and Fire Island dude is like tying the tender up. And so then Arika, the redhead, is like, "All right, here's what you gotta do. No, you gotta put on the pressure. I know better. I know better." She literally says, "I know better. I'm like a true butter. It's like hard for me."
It's like it's really hard when you really know what you're doing, and I'm a real boat person. But the captain that's a female, she's the tits.
I'm like, you know what? Just because you've gone on like the Jungle Ferry in Disney World like 10 times does not mean that you're a real boat person.
Yeah, just because you tied one on doesn't mean you should be tying ropes to docks, you idiot. Sit down, you're drunk.
Oh
So
God.
Hannah's like, lady, Jamie. She's like, I'm a girl. She's like, okay, would you like to help? Because the other girl's barfing. She's like, damn it, here I am again. Always, am I a boy or am I a girl? Am I a steer or am I a bosun? Nobody knows, but I'll do it.
Yeah, she had this whole thing of like this complex about on her previous boat, she was both the stew and the deckhand. And now being the deckhand, being asked to be the stew, she's like, this is bullshit. I thought it was setting up to be like, this is what I do. I can do both. That's my skill set. But instead, she was like really mad about it. I'm like, settle down. You're just putting forks on a table.
Ugh, so we get our first gross flirting. Well, to me it's gross just because I know what's coming. Jow jow, jay wow jow jow. What's her buns? Nice girl. Emily, not Emily. What's her name? Sorry, everybody. L Brooke.
Brooke.
Brooke set the table with glass rocks and runners, and it looks really nice. So of course here comes highlights, and he's like, "Did you set that table yourself, little lady?" She's like, "I sure did." And he's like, "That rock's out of place. Hey, got it." Yeah, you were
We called it
disgusting.
Zimbabwe touch.
Oh, get a hat.
Get a hat. So now they the women arrive at the table. The redhead is still wasted and she's just mouth breathing at the table. She's like, I hate peacocks. You can't even eat them.
She goes, Mom ate them when she went through menopause. I was like, did you really just say that?
I thought she said her mom got them when she went through menopause.
Oh, I thought she said mom ate them when she went through menopause. I mean, I wouldn't doubt anything that came out of this crazy woman's. Who says I hate peacocks because you can't eat them?
Yeah, I mean, you could say you hate them because they're vicious birds or they're just like too large, but because you can't eat them, like,
so good.
Her tastes are very tied into her survival instincts.
You just cannot make up women like this, okay?
Yeah.
So Adam's so positive because it's the first episode of the season and they said they like Italian. And what's more Italian than a caprese? I'm like, okay, Italian American.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least he's trying to stay on brand this time. So Hannah's like, say, would anyone like any bread? And Enrica's like, I don't eat bread. And Hannah's like, all right, then. I'll just go into the back and get you a giant bag of nuts. They'll make you happy, won't it? Peacock brains.
Peacock guts. You happy there? With some nuts in it. How about that, you bitch? This is why I had to stop being a waiter. And I see why Hannah's saying, like, you know, maybe I'm too old for this. Because at some point, when someone like that's like, I don't eat bread.
Yeah.
Just get too old to not say, yes, you fucking do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we see how you're fitting into that chair. And the thing is that, like, this woman wasn't like, oh, no, I don't eat bread. Thank you. She was like, I don't eat bread. Like, you should know that. I am the guest. I am fancy.
You are trash, ma'am. And I hope your mother enjoyed eating poor peacocks, okay? I hope your mother enjoyed eating NBC while she was going through menopause.
She needs to take an obnoxious architectural travesty of a yacht over to Shut Up Mountain and take a seat next to Patrick from Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
So Adam, he is serving for the very first course, or for dinner, our first dinner on Below Deck Med. You know what he's serving? Oh, Branzino.
Oh, I love a good Branzino. I can't believe he served this. That is one of the boniest fish. And
it
these
is really
are
bony.
Some of the nastiest ladies. I cannot believe we didn't hear a, there's so many bones. Ugh, so many bones.
I know. Well, maybe he was doing like fillets or something. I don't know what it is. But he was serving it with pasta. And it arrives. And the redhead goes, why is it in a bowl? Why is it in a bowl? Bitch, have you ever actually eaten pasta? It's supposed to be in a bowl.
And then the other lady,
you know why?
Because
you're supposed to twirl the pasta against the side of the bowl with your fork.
Yeah, duh. And this other lady's like, didn't we say no starch? No, you said no white rice. This is pasta, okay?
Yeah.
And then she's like, what is this dog food? But did you notice this season opened with that lady going, another lady going, wait a minute, your mom shot a zebra? And she goes, yeah, it's on the floor of the living room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great work. Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry, my dog eats food like this. I'm like, your dog eats branzini over what looks like delicious pasta? Because actually, I was looking at that and I was like, I want to eat this right now. It had like a creamy sauce on it. I was like, this looks to die for. And she's like, my dog eats food like this. My dog does.
Yeah, you're a horrible human. You probably eat dogs. She's a horrible human being. And if I'm on Adam's side, that proves it.
Yeah, and some lady goes, this should be 7-star service. I'm like, what part of you getting a dinner on a yacht is not 7-star service?
Yeah, she's an asshole.
And then another lady goes, yeah, I can actually make this. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Go make a branzino and put it on some spaghetti. Do that.
Yeah, I dare you. And then they all start glomming on. And she's like, this isn't dinner. This is lunch, okay? We were shot with the presentation.
Because Arika's like, unacceptable. And so Hannah comes over and is like, is everything okay? And Nichelle says, this is not a dinner presentation. And Arika goes, I don't eat out of a bowl. I'm like, you know what? Not all bowls are doggy bowls, okay? It is actually pretty common to eat out of a bowl. Like, how you eat your soup, bitch? How you eat your soup? You want to just be like a nice like layer of it on a plate, you know? Like, what the fuck? You don't eat out of a bowl.
Girl,
I've
trash,
never heard such a ridiculous
trash
thing.
Trash is trash. She's the trashiest. And so she goes, so Adam, is this when they bring up Adam?
Well,
okay, so they bring up Adam, and he's dealing with them really well, right? And she goes, he goes, can I make you something else? She goes, I'll just have a grilled cheese with truffles. I'm like, really, Miss Non-Bread Eater?
Fucking
grilled cheese with truffles.
Okay, so before we get to that, though, so there's still more complaining. You're like, is this when the Adam part is? I'm like, actually, no. You're like, okay, so the Adam part. So she stands up, and she's like, I'm going to get it. Unfortunately, the staff is lacking. I'm like, there's been someone waiting on you. Bring you nuts, you stupid fool. And so Adam comes outside, and he's like, hey, ladies. And before he can even say, like, what's wrong, the redhead goes, I hate the food. It looks like slop. I'm like, it was a beautifully plated piece of branzino over pasta with a lovely sauce on it. Well, you're saying it looks like slop. And then Michelle goes, you know, the taste of the food is good, but the presentation for dinner is more like lunch service.
It's we like, were what? Shocked.
Like, what? So wait. So the issue is that you didn't like it in a bowl, so you're calling the chef up to yell at him? This is... It was so beyond crazy. Yeah, and she says, we were shocked about it. And then Erika goes, never bring another dinner in a bowl. Never.
People. So her worst enemy is Captain Crunch.
Yeah, and then some other lady goes, I want something where I'm like, ooh, ah. Like, you got branzino on pasta. What? So Erika's like, this looks like slop. I want grilled cheese with truffles. That would be fine. Which is what you said, which is like
bread and fat, you fucking idiot. So Adam
was like,
I
was like, nice dinner. You just
pasta.
Complained that it looked like lunch and you asked for a sandwich. Do you realize that?
So then Adam goes back to work, and then every time they cut back to this lady, it's a hilarious line. She goes, I think orchids are the most exotic flowers.
I'm like the last thing I want to think about is you jerking off to an orchid.
So then they cut to Adam, and he's making grilled cheeses and tuna steaks.
Yes, because some of them wanted another piece of fish. Some of them wanted grilled cheese. So these ladies who did not want a lunch presentation are asking for, like, very lunchy things. And so then Hannah, he's like, you know what, Hannah, can you go upstairs? Can you just confirm? I don't want to mess it up. Confirm.
No, she was, because he's like, they wanted grilled cheese. And she goes, they want a cheese grill. Those ladies, they want a cheese grill. You know what? I'm going to have to triple confirm. And he's like, whatever. Yeah. So she goes up and she goes, I heard that you wanted a cheese grill just to confirm. And then the lady goes, can you make me spaghetti? I was like, also a fucking carb.
What a carb, and also what people? Was in your bowl. It was in your bowl.
You fucking moron.
Did you see what you were served originally? You like, these are like some of the stupidest people I've ever seen on Below Deck. Like, I hope that they are shamed. I hope people are like pointing at them. I hope they all get like fired or something.
God. And then that lady's like, Hannah, we want to make sure the glasses stay full. I was like, how can you with that trash monster next to you?
Yeah. Like I love it. These women saying, I just want something that's going to ooh and ah me. Can you make me a grilled cheese? Can I just have like some spaghetti? Can I just have like some tuna steak? I just want to be oohed and awed by that.
Ugh, they're so gross.
Yeah. And Nichelle's like, you know, we're here for a great vacation. We're not here to complain about every little thing. I'm like, so what things have you not complained about?
No shit. Okay. So then they show some more cooking and poor Casey barfing some more. And then they cut back so you know it's time for Lady Ronnie to have another drunk line. She goes, I'm just a fish. A fish is learning to swim. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know where you can find fishes? In bowls. Fish bowls. I know the plural of fish is fish, not fishes.
Oh, God. So, ahi tuna and grilled cheese for the woman who doesn't eat bread ever. So, Zhao Zhao and Coin. Who's Coin? Oh, Conrad. They
wait,
both like
I'm sorry. I'm just remembering. When you said it, like, three times, but it didn't really hit – didn't, like, sink in with me that she ordered a grilled cheese sandwich when she had previously said, I don't eat bread to Hannah. Like, for some reason, only now sunk in. What a fucking idiot.
She's an idiot. She's a pig trash person. And I don't mean pig fat. I mean pig behavior. So it's fitting that she wants a truffle. Because you know that's what pigs are good for. Trash. You are a trashy lady.
Oh, she is trash. Nothing but trash.
So at nighttime, they're going to bed. No one's jerking off yet. Whatever. Day one. I love when they all when they catch them in like the little blanket tent jerk off. We get at least one a season. And I'm on the lookout editors.
Yeah. So now, Joao and Colin are trading notes on the girls on who's hot, like whatever. And then it's day two of the charter, and they actually wheeled out the old Summer House interval music, where there's like a Summer House song where it goes, dun, 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 ooh, ooh. And I was like, I love that song.
Have you noticed that the girls, it's like the guys are always talking about the girls, but they never cut to the girls in the bunks being like, oh my God. Do you want the guy with really bad 40-year-old dad highlights or the ferry captain from Fire Island?
What about the guy who doesn't grow hair on his face?
Sorry, I skipped back. So, ba-dum-t, so Hannah's like, well, I guess if someone is so physically sick that she can't do a job, I need to find someone who came. I'm like, you're not being a bitch. Like, you literally need someone who's not going to be barfing on the water.
Yeah. No, like it makes sense. If this girl can't, if this girl's going to get seasick, it's not really even her fault. I mean, you can't blame someone if they get seasick, you know. I mean, maybe she should take some Dramamine. It's a lot of drama, you know what I mean? But, you know, they may have to get rid of Casey. So guess what? A thunderstorm is coming in, which is not going to be good for Casey's seasickness. And it's definitely not going to be good with these ladies, because, you know, Nichelle will be like, I'm sorry. I'm here on a luxury vacation, and I did not request a thunderstorm.
Nuts. Now, if it was raining nuts.
And, you know, the redheads would be like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out on the deck, and we're going to hold up metal poles, and that way that sends the lightning to the other part of the ocean.
She rediscovers electricity.
She's going to claim it. I found something. I put a key on a kite.
So then this lady, the main lady, is like, well, I was waiting for everyone to get to breakfast so I could address the group. I'm like, okay, Joan Collins, you're all fired. I'm like, who are you? She's like, I'm going to talk to the captain because everything was wrong and it took away from us having a good time. I mean, when was the last time we sat around complaining about bowls? I mean, we said no carbs. They gave us no carbs. Then we said grilled cheese. They gave us grilled cheese. Then we said no noodles. They gave us spaghetti because we asked for it. I'm like, you people are, like, ridiculous, and I hope you get thrown off this fucking boat.
I know. The thing about the bowls was the worst. Like, we've, like, no more dinners in a bowl. Like, the fact that the bowl is taking away from what you perceive as luxury. I mean, what do you want? You want, like, a plate with, like, Bert and Ernie on it? I mean, this is just... They probably tried to sexually assault it.
Lady Ronnie would, like, be rubbing it all over her boobs. So
I find the most erotic plate are the ones that have Bert and Ernie on them.
Unibrows. That's what I want. So the lady goes up to Captain. She goes, good morning, Captain Sandy. A couple of concerns. First of all, you don't just walk into the fucking upper deck or whatever they call it. The captain's room. Who are you, ma'am?
She's probably pissed that she couldn't wear her shoes around on the yacht, too. You know that's probably part of it as well. She's like, she bought new pumps.
But
new
she was the
heels.
One who said, do I take off my shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's just surrounding herself with assholes, so she's just, like, being an asshole. So Sandy's like, she goes, a couple of concerns, Captain Sandy. I'm not having a good time. And she's like, really? Show me on this banana where Adam hurt you.
That was the cliffhanger. But, yeah, you're right. This is clearly a case where you have a complainer and it becomes contagious. You know, some groups, you have a complainer, everyone's like, let's stop hanging out with Shandy. But, like, in this case, it's someone complains and they all turn. And now they're all just, like, furious. There's bowls. There's not enough nuts. They are serving us bread when we don't want bread. We do want bread. Send back this pasta. Now I want pasta. You know, these ladies.
It's like one little sneeze on a train, and then a whole half a country is, like, suffering, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Negativity
exactly.
spreads, which is why I'm only Swine forgiving flu, you 19 times, ladies, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're, like, uniquely awful, and I'm glad this is on TV, because now people will always be able to see how awful they are.
Yes. God, especially, you know who's going to be the happiest? That poor zebra rug is going to see this on TV and be like, God, I told you that girl was a bitch.
Well, it was probably the zebra's family that, like, submitted them for this show. They're like, they're going to see. America will see how awful these people are. They killed Johnson, and now our revenge.
Well, at least there's another one. Johnson & Johnson. Someone's there to run the company.
I hate Johnson & Johnson. You can't even eat their products.
Now bring me some lotion. She's like guzzling it.
I don't use lotion.
Well, that brings us to the end of another Watch What Crappens. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York City, okay? Oh. In the meantime, go get some tickets for Watch What Crappens Live.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Whatever city you're in, whether it's the new cities or the ones that have been on sale, go get tickets. We promise you it's going to be a fabulous show.
It's going to be a month. You guys, thank you so much for being here. Ben, thanks so much for being hot. Bueller, thanks so much for not barking. Thanks. Shirts, thank you so much for being soft. Paper towels, thanks so much for cleaning up spills. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.